He had a big hand in this win, just as he did in the previous game against Liberty with his play in the final 2 minutes. He was important again tonight.
Yes, he was. You know, speaking of important, no, right here, he's right there, bro. Just put him, yeah, just put on your headset. Be joined by Max Klesman here, Mr. Clutch. We'll get this going here. Ask you the same question we asked Chucky. These close games, you just expect it. You enjoy it, right? The closer, the better.
Yeah.
That's how you roll.
Yeah, no, for sure. The closer it is, the more intense it gets, and the more, you know, certain guys can tighten up in situations. But, you know, I love it. I love the big moment, being in close games at the end. It's what you live and practice for. It's what you work for as a kid, so.
Max, what made the difference in the closing minutes here tonight against this Oregon team that, with its length, altered a lot of your shots in addition to blocking them?
Yeah, you know, it's a credit to their length and how hard they play on defense. But, you know, we had guys like Tyler Wall, you know, Gilly down there at the end, Steve, who did a good job defending, rebounding for us. And, you know, got some kickouts open late for us at the end. Didn't get the three ball rolling in the first half, stuck with it, played inside out in the second half and got it going.
Yeah, 14 offensive rebounds for you guys. And a team like this will block shots, but that can't stop you from attacking them, though, right?
Right, right. Yeah, you know, Coach came in the locker room and said, don't be frazzled by the block shots. I got really good length. You know, keep being aggressive. Aggressive shot faking, you'll get calls if you know you keep doing it, you stick with it. Just toughness won us that game at the end.
You played in so many of these games, as Matt mentioned, it has to bolster your confidence that you know what you have to do. It's a matter of executing.
Right, and like you said, it's one of those things that I think like we've been there before now in the earlier season where it's gone maybe another way one time or it's gone our way, but you know, it was good to see the last shot go off the back rim instead of going there at the end. So
yeah,
we had
a good line there. Yeah. I wasn't feeling real good when that went up.
Yeah.
Hey, Vegas is pretty nice this time of year, man.
Warm weather. I told the guys before, I'm looking, I see all these people going on spring break trips in warm weather. I'm trying to get in the sun a little bit. So I'm glad we get the big trip out to Vegas.
You earned it, man. Congratulations. Yes, thanks,
appreciate
Max. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Badgers, Max Klesman joining us. A team high effort for Klesman. 18 points as the Badgers will head to Las Vegas next Tuesday to take on North Texas in the NIT semifinal. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identity. Identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Final score, Wisconsin 61, Oregon 58. We'll be back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Have what is now called a winning streak. They have won three in a row, the longest streak since they won six straight, as the calendar flipped from December to January. That streak concluded with that win on January 3rd against Minnesota. And since then, Wisconsin was unable to win back-to-back games until this NIT event. And the Badgers have won three, and they're headed off to Las Vegas to take on North Texas next Tuesday.
One of only two Big Ten teams still playing in March. They can take some solace in that. Not getting into the NCAA tournament, what do you do? How do you handle it? How do you respond? And they've responded by getting as far as they can get for now until they can do something more in Vegas, which was very, very good to the Badgers a year ago.
Yes, it was. The Maui Invitational, which last year, of course, was played in Las Vegas. The Badgers winning that tournament with wins against Texas A&M and Houston and St. Mary's and some really good basketball, kind of a coming-out party for Johnny Davis. The way he played, Tyler Wall was excellent as well. So be a different facility. They'll be at Orleans Arena out in Las Vegas, but a trip to the desert in store next week for the Wisconsin Badgers. Max Klesmit leads the way with 18 points. Chucky Hepburn with 12, including the three that gave the Badgers the lead for good. 61-58, Wisconsin defeats Oregon. More of our Wisconsin Ford dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Expand your outdoor living space and get 11% off all concrete landscape blocks from Menards. There's no limit to what you can create. Check out our great selection of patio blocks. Design an open and spacious outdoor living area with 12 by 12 patio blocks. Get four for just $5 after 11% rebate. Good through March 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We'll be right back. Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers take down Oregon tonight to advance to the NIT semifinals next Tuesday against North Texas. North Texas defeating Oklahoma State in overtime, 65-59. The individual scoring, Max Klusman, as we mentioned, led the way with 18 points, 12 for Chucky Hepburn, including the big, big three late. They gave the Badgers the lead for good. Stephen Crowd, 9 points, 10 rebounds. Connor Asijan with 9 points in the game. Jordan Davis, 6 points and 8 rebounds. Tyler Wall, 5 points, 7 boards. Carter Gilmore, 2 points and 3 rebounds. The Ducks led by Keyshawn Barthelemy with 15. Quincy Guerrier with 14 points and 8 rebounds. 7 apiece for Luke War, Nate Biddle, and Tyrone Williams. 6 for Rivaldo Soares. 2 points, 6 rebounds for Kalel Ware.
This team has shown so much resilience, and we've seen it throughout the season. They went one stretch. It was 1 of 13 or 1 of 12. I lost count. I stopped counting, to be honest.
It was 1 for a lot.
Yeah, and then I think they made 5 in a row, and that included Chucky Hepburn's game winner.
Yeah, and it was a night, we mentioned it. He was really struggling with his shot. Tyler Wall, 1 for 9. But again, it's that old, sometimes how many can be overrated, but when. It was off a great feed from Wall, a good skip pass over the zone, and Hepburn was open, snapped off a three from the right side and drilled it, and Wisconsin then getting a couple of late pressure free throws from Max Klusman, and then a three-quarter court inbounds pass was it was deflected, but Quincy Guerrier was able to gather it from the left side, took a three that was online, but it went off the back of the rim, and the Badgers moving on to Las Vegas with a three-point win over Oregon. And we'll take a break when we continue. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 31, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, 50, cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation, lows level off around 29. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts, and a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you, and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badgers.
Badger Nation!
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
He has been able to get that done with his team. So the Badgers in their first ever road NIT game emerge victorious, 61-58. We'll take another break. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
If you're looking for long-lasting dependability in starters, alternators, or power steering products, the complete line of Genco BBB brand products are now specially priced and in stock at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBB products are the mechanic's choice because they meet or exceed OE specifications. So for cranking performance, you can really count on, just ask for BBB at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Oregon 58 as the Badgers will be ready to take on North Texas. Just seeing a tweet from one of the great analytic guys out there, Bart Torvik, and I'm looking at the KenPom numbers. Do not expect a lot of possessions next week. You guys know how the Badgers play. North Texas, out of 363 teams in Division I college basketball, ranks number 363, 59 possessions per game. So valuing the rock will be very, very important.
I will say that it's an upset, North Texas beating Oklahoma State, because a lot of people really liked Oklahoma State at the end of the regular season, figuring they had a pretty good chance of getting into the NCAA tournament.
Yep, they were one of those bubble teams like Wisconsin. They were just kind of on the edge and didn't quite get enough to get over the hump. But North Texas, they really put together, again, it's those teams that we don't really pay much attention to until now. They're 29-7, so you're doing something right. Whatever league you're playing in, you win 29 games. You know, we said that about Liberty, we said that about Bradley, and we're going to be saying that again about North Texas.
You know what we're going to be saying was what's we've been saying all season long, can this team finish? And we've always implied in the final seconds or final minutes of a game, can this team finish? And now we're saying it. Can they finish this tournament off in the right fashion by winning two more games?
The other side of the bracket, by the way, quarterfinal games tomorrow, Cincinnati and Utah Valley, UAB, will play Vanderbilt. Wisconsin, a three-point winner over Oregon. We'll take one more break back to wrap it up in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 31, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, 50, cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation, lows level off around 29. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. Baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news, man, ain't that news.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And big show today.
Yes.
We'll get back to the topic at hand in just a minute. But at 1 p.m., supposedly, the funniest congressman that Wisconsin has. We'll have to see. We'll test it out.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
We'll test out if how funny Representative Mark Pocan actually is. We don't have a very funny topic.
No, we don't.
To kick around.
It's an important topic.
We're going to be talking about his Save Medicare bill that is trying to strengthen Medicare, but also would fine any private insurance company that uses Medicare in their in the title of any of their products or their like offerings, namely Medicare Advantage,
yeah,
that is deceiving and tricking people into thinking that it's an extension of Medicare, and it is not.
No.
So we're going to talk to him about that. But who was it that told us that he's really funny?
I think it was Todd, wasn't it?
But Todd, I mean, maybe it was Greg.
That could have been too.
I don't know if Greg's met him. I think it's maybe his... I don't know. We'll find
That's
out.
That's what the word is.
But the word is that he's very funny.
Many people are saying.
Many people are willing. We'll see how we can make him laugh just by telling him if he can blush or not. But that's coming up at 1. And so not a super ha-ha fun time topic, but we'll make it fun for the 1 o'clock hour.
I'm looking forward to talking
Representative
to
Mark Pocan. But then we are also, were you aware that WMC has a current lawsuit about Wisconsin's spills law?
No. Wisconsin manufacturing?
Yeah. So the biggest, you know, business lobbying firm in Wisconsin has a lawsuit against the spills law, which is basically gives the state the ability to quickly respond to the release of hazardous substances and to hold polluters accountable for cleaning up toxic spills.
Oh, so we don't want polluters to be held accountable.
Yeah, not all of us, apparently.
Oh.
So Rob Lee, who is going to join us from the Midwest Environmental Advocates, who is going to explain more about what the lawsuit is, what the spills law is, and also, like, he can't comment on the Supreme Court race, but I think this is an example of something that could potentially end up in front of the Supreme Court.
Sure.
So to not lose sight, I know so much of the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, I feel like the focus has been abortion, which is important. And second to that, redistricting maps, which is important. The 2024 election, which could end up back in the Wisconsin Supreme Court like it did in 2020.
Right.
So that is important. But also, they see, they hear a lot of cases that end up in front of them on our environment. So that is also important. So we're talking about that at noon. And in the next segment, when we come back from this next break, we're going to break down those pesky referenda questions on your ballot, because early voting starts today. Yes. So you can now look at it and be like, I said, some people, I saw a comment somewhere. It's like, I'm in law school and I didn't even understand how this is worded.
Gosh, that's awful.
So we were going to break it down as best we can in the next segment. But for now, we will wrap up our conversation around ESG, environmental, social, and governance, the new CRT, and how it's wokeifying everything, even your retirement fund, and how we have to stop it.
Now, ESG is not a company.
No, it's a practice.
It's a practice.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're tricking people. I'm assuming that money, you know, these brokers are tricking their, are they tricking their clients?
No, I mean,
are they lying to their clients?
I mean, maybe some of them, the bad ones, but I mean, I think it comes down, and I don't know if someone's out there who's an actual financial advisor who can talk more about how these conversations typically go, and the arguments for and against advising your clients to look at a wider range of criteria beyond just, you know, not caring if they kill puppies as long as you get a high return. Because I think as we see what certain companies like Norfolk Southern, do you really want to support and buy shares of a company that is wildly profitable, but also not taking care of their workers and spilling hazardous material all over the state of Ohio and like giving you like pennies on the dollars to clean it up? And so it's like, no, I'd rather not invest my money there. And I'd rather take the ding of like how much return you could get me and instead invest in companies that are doing good.
Right.
While also doing well. And so
I'm just amazed by that. That they want to legislate that.
It just feels like an overreach.
Absolutely. But so is putting a politician in the middle of your doctor's appointment. I mean, there's all kinds of overreach going on. The party of small government doesn't exist anymore. That's a joke.
And I feel like I never hear good arguments for why. I feel like they never get taken to task on this. Of like, how can you also be part of the party of small government and support this? I always hear these as separate conversations of when it comes to spending, you know, at the state level when we talk about how much money is in Evers' proposal. Oh, big government spending so much money, blah, blah, blah. But then when they want to do stuff that's in total overreach as far as your privacy and your freedom of choice, whether it's your uterus or your retirement fund, there's no conversation and there's no accountability on, well, how do you justify that?
That's because they know better, Kristen. They know what's best for us. And they're going to shove it down our throats whether we want it or not.
I just have to share this quick story before we have to go to break, but I have to say it really fast because we have less than a minute. State Senator Jacques was on one of the Sunday shows, one of the state Sunday shows.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big man. I've never seen him in person, but he's like a very large man. And someone needs to tell his staffer to get him a better Zoom setup. Because it was like a side-by-side with him and the reporter. And his whole face was just taking up
the entire
screen. And I just, what you said, they know better. It was like him staring at me being like, I know better.
And they do.
All right. When we come back, we will talk about the referendums. If you have questions, text them, call them in. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Good news.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Democratic leaders in the state introduced legislation today to repeal Wisconsin's 1849-era criminal abortion ban. The bill would cleanly repeal the ban and revert abortion access to what it was in Wisconsin on June 23, 2022, the day before the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Governor Evers said he has been clear from the beginning that he won't sign a bill that leaves Wisconsin women with fewer rights and freedoms than they had before Roe was overturned. This bill simply restores access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin. This effort by Democratic leaders is the latest in a series of actions to restore reproductive health care in Wisconsin. Nearly 60% of Wisconsin voters support safe, legal access to abortion. More than 60% oppose the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. In sports, Wisconsin takes on Oregon tonight in the NIT quarterfinals. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 31, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, 50, cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation, lows level off around 29. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Wage of over $20 an hour, medical and dental coverage, paid holidays, retirement funding, and opportunities for growth and advancement. Panagold has many positions throughout the bakery, so chances are good there's going to be a fit for you that will work with your schedule. Currently, there are openings for production, sanitation, maintenance, shipping, and delivery drivers. Find out more and apply today at countryhearthjobs.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Don, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And it is Tuesday, March 21st, which means early voting has begun.
Yes.
And this is one of those confusing things where most places, I think, have early voting, but you have to go in and look up your address to see if you have early voting. If you live in Madison, you do. If you live in Milwaukee, you do. But if you are unsure on whether or not your area, your town, has early voting, or if you know that there is early voting, you just don't know where to go, if you go to myvote.wi.gov.
Great website.
Great website. And literally you'll get on the first page. There is a gray bar across the top. If you go all the way to the right, There's a button that says vote absentee in person. You just have to put in your address, press search, and then all of the locations in your area that you are allowed to vote early at will pop up. Super easy. So that is voting absentee in person, which also means early voting in person. There's also, if you've received your absentee ballot, get that back.
Yeah, don't sit on that.
Don't sit on that. But if you've been sitting on it, because there's three questions on there.
That make no sense.
Like, what the hell does this mean? You're not alone. I was up at my parents' house this weekend, and before I left, my mom said, I need you to help me with these. And I swear to God, I've gotten so many DMs and requests for a video explaining what these mean. And, you know, we've had Jessa Nicholson on in the past, who's a criminal defense attorney in Dane County. She came on once in the fall and then once again in January, February?
I think so.
To talk about
cash bail
and the problems with cash bail. And I'm going to try to do it justice as far as how she's explained this. But now we have to back up for a second, because there may be more than three questions on your ballot, depending on where you live. So there could also be municipal initiatives in your area. There could be county initiatives in your area. I think Milwaukee has one on abortion again. And so sometimes there's countywide or even citywide advisory referenda that have no teeth.
Right. And it's so just taking of the temperature. Right?
Yeah, it's a taking of the temperature. It's a pop, you know, it's like it's showing popularity and support for a certain policy idea. Now, then there's also referenda like school board funding and the bunch like we've talked about that before, that there is some local municipal referenda that is binding
right.
when it comes to funding and right. stuff like that. So I'm not going to be able to, at least right now, if you ask me individually, I'll do what I can, or at least send you to the right resource to talk about through any of the questions that are on your ballot beyond these three that are on everybody's ballot. But at least on today's show, I'm not going to be able to
sure.
necessarily know off the top of my head what it means.
We have Dan from Appleton on the line who wants to check in about this cash bail referendum. What do you want to say, Dan?
If you're talking to me, this is Joe from Appleton.
Oh, Joe, I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Joe. What do you want to say?
All right. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm usually commenting on the live stream, so it's nice to actually finally chat with you, too.
Oh, Joe! We know Joe. We love Joe's comments. Joe McClear?
That's right.
Nice to finally hear your voice.
Right. Well, a couple of full disclosure, I am a lawyer, so Jane, I do apologize for the language that you were complaining about and being hard to understand. Even law students don't even understand it. Most of these things are written by lawyers, and that's just what we do. I apologize. But I'm also a Democrat, and I have to say that I am splitting with many on the left, because I've actually already voted, and I voted yes on the bail amendments.
Interesting.
I have some insight into this, and I could talk for a while, but feel free to cut me off whenever. 4 years ago, I was on the Legislative Council Study Committee on bail and pretrial release. There were a few state senators. Senator Wangard was on there. There was Jennifer Judge Doro, Jennifer Maxine White, State Public Defender Kelly Thompson, a couple of DAs. And we were there to try, we all pretty much had the same idea. How do we keep the violent offenders in jail awaiting trial while we release everybody else? Like the person who was caught selling weed but couldn't afford a $1,000 bond, we don't want them in jail. We want the ones who could harm their, you know, community or would not show up. We came up with a number of recommendations that, at least in my opinion, would have accomplished a lot of our goals and would have been pretty progressive in helping clean out the jails of the people who shouldn't be there and keeping the violent offenders in there. We put forth our recommendations to the legislature. The legislature promptly ignored it. Didn't go anywhere. A couple of years later, the Waukesha parade happens, and here we go again. We got some more interest into this. Now, the new amendments. They're not great. They may not be even good. The problem is our current situation is just untenable. It just doesn't work. What happens now is a judge can only look at one thing when setting bail. That would be, would this amount ensure that this person shows up for court? That's it.
Yep.
The reason I got involved in this 5 years ago, there was a situation in my area, and this is going to be a little tough to hear, but where a man sexually assaulted his estranged wife, was arrested, charged, and released on $10,000 bond. He then returns to his wife and murders her before he kills himself. The judge was put through the ringer. Like, how could you let this guy go on only $10,000? But the judge was just following the law. The man had never been arrested before. He had ties to the area, so there was no reason to think that anything else would have been necessary to keep him from to make sure he shows up. But they could not look at the fact that this person was going to be a danger to his family and to the community at large, and then tragedy struck. So these new amendments, again, they're not perfect. You could call them a half measure. They're going to do nothing to clean out the jails of the people that shouldn't be there, but they do give the judges more avenues at their disposal to make sure that violent offenders are not released quick and easy. So that's just my take on it.
No, Joe, I want to actually keep you because I have a follow-up question. We're talking to Joe McClear, who is a listener, but also a lawyer who's giving us his two cents and actually experience with cash bail and this current system in Wisconsin. But, you know, Joe, when we've had Jessa Nicholson on before, I don't know if you've ever caught one of her two interviews. She made it sound like there already is something in place that can hold people if they are a high enough threat that they can be held, but it just puts a higher burden on the prosecution to prove that ahead of trial. Is that true?
That is true. It is true. There is in the Constitution a way to hold folks without bail. The problem is it's logistically impossible the way it's written right now. Essentially, you have a very, very short amount of time to put forth what would be almost a mini trial to prove that this person needs to be held without bail. And I mean like within a week or two. I can't remember what it is after the arrest. And that could include getting forensic evidence back. That could include getting the witnesses ground up. And there's a hot, and it's a full trial. The full rules of evidence apply, so no hearsay. There isn't a single DA in the state that will ever try to hold somebody without bail under the current rules because while legally possible, it's logistically impossible to happen.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, it is good to know.
And I think the last question I just have, because I don't know what it's like in Appleton, but I know in Madison, in Milwaukee, the courts are super backlogged right now. And
sure.
The idea of both the constitutional rights of people being held in jail until their court date, so they're innocent until proven guilty, so we're holding X amount of people in jail until their trial that could be a long time from now, that is both expensive and just the detriment that it can cause to that person if they lose their job, they lose their car, they're not working. And so I guess, how do you counterbalance? Because if it's just up, like, what is the discretion up? Like, if this passes, because this is not an advisory referendum that, like the third bill that we'll get to and talked about in a second, where it's like, even if everyone votes yes, nothing changes. If this passes, this passes. And so what happens to the discretion of certain judges that's not going to end up, you know, tramping on people's constitutional rights to just be held in jail until their trial?
No, I know. And we don't, I mean, most folks, I think, regardless of your political stripes, would say, yeah, we don't want people held unnecessarily. There's no point in doing that. You're taking up too many resources. The jails are packed. And you're right, constitutional rights, you know, you want to make sure if they need to be out there to prepare their own defense, they'd be able to do that. And we don't want to hold people just because they can't afford a bail and just let those with resources have more rights. But, you know, and this is a situation where this is not a solution, it's a bit of a trade-off. And sometimes, unfortunately, that's what we result to. I mean, if I'm being biased here, I think the proposals we had 4 years ago were much better. I think right now, absent a more universal statewide look at, okay, how do we get the nonviolent offenders out? It's going to have to come down to the individual DAs working with local leaders, working with local judges, and working with the law enforcement agencies to determine, hey, look, we're not going to push for bail for things like selling weed. We're not going to push for bail for things like, you can name any number of nonviolent offenses and say, okay, we're going to want all these people to be released on a signature bond. You can have conditions of release, but they're not going to be held for even a $100 bond because some folks, they cannot afford that. We want to reserve the jail space for people who we just look at the evidence and say, this person, the evidence is there that they probably committed the crime. We don't have, we don't have the full trial yet. And if we let them go, they're going to be causing a dangerous community. As I said, not perfect.
Yeah.
It moves it one way, doesn't move it enough the other way. But I look at it right now and I see, okay, well, not doing anything right now, at least to me, is not the answer.
And this is my last question because we only got 2.5 minutes before we go to break. But Joe, is there not an option? Because federally, people can be held without bail, right? Isn't our state cash bail is different than like a federal crime? Am I correct in saying that? Mm-hmm. So we could, we could possibly, like right now, how this came onto our ballot is in the legislature. They passed it for 2 sessions in a row, so now it's going to voters, and it's which will not be able to be vetoed by the governor. But in a different, maybe more cordial environment, this could be legislation that actually gets debated and developed in the legislature, and if it's compromised, could be like actually signed and more thought out than just a yes or no referenda. And so that could be a different avenue than this constitutional amendment.
Well, actually, now I'm thinking about it, not really.
Oh, okay.
Because without the constitutional amendment, the ability of the legislature to actually, even if we had more fair game in the legislature, it was a little more split and we had to have more debate, their ability to make changes without the amendments would be pretty difficult. I mean, I really would have preferred to see the amendment to just try to strip away language from the Constitution, instead of trying to add more, because that would give more leeway to the legislature to have more debate on these issues, to say, okay, well, let's fill in the blanks down here. But without the ability to, I mean, the way the Constitution is written right now, I mean, they can't do anything about, what can be done for bail. They can't do anything about what can be done for holding somebody without bail either. You got to go to the Constitution first, at least at the state level.
Okay.
Joe, I just want to applaud you for breaking down the legalese so brilliantly.
You did it way better than I was going to be able to do it.
That was great.
Well, I hope I got it right enough. And if there are any lawyers out there want to call in, please do.
All right. Well, if anyone has a follow-up, 844-967-2789. We'll keep the conversation rolling after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And that was not planted.
No.
That was not a planted call.
No, it was not.
By Mr. Joe McClear. We're used to seeing his very smart comments on the Facebook live stream, but called in. And I thought it's a really interesting perspective.
It is.
You know, with the two, we're talking about the two constitutional amendments that are the first two questions on your ballot for statewide. Their statewide referenda. There's a third question that we'll talk about in a second, but that one is less consequential because the third question that has to deal with welfare is a advisory initiative. And so
that really does nothing.
It has no teeth.
Right. It does nothing.
But the first two do. And, you know, I think we've only really gotten Jess's opinion on this before. Jess Nicholson, who's a criminal defense attorney, who's very anti-cash bail. I would say a lot of the more left-leaning organizations I see in Wisconsin are also saying vote no on those first two.
Right.
So it's interesting to hear Joe, who, as he said, he's a Democrat, he's worked on this issue, and admits that these are not perfect, but it is potentially a step in the right direction to try to address violent offenders who, while they're out on bail, commit another crime.
Right.
And I think he made a really good point as far as the domestic violence. And because I think I remember hearing about that case, because not only was there a $10,000 bail, but he also had a no contact, which obviously
those have no teeth.
Yes,
either.
Exactly. And so it's a hard question. I mean, this is like all these questions are hard. And, you know, I think this it also speaks to how much the distrust there is for so many people on the left for anything that comes from the right, where it's like, oh, you guys push these things through and it's easy to look at them as potential vote drivers to get people to turn out rather than actually in good faith of trying to fix the problem.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate Joe's call a lot in having more insight. I don't know if it's changed. I don't know if it will change my vote. I think I'm still gonna vote no on those first two, but at least it gives me more to think about, which is why I still have 2 weeks before I have to vote. But you can vote today because early voting did start today. And just as a reminder, kind of just the logistics of the Constitution. So the first two questions, and they are stupidly worded, but the first two do have teeth. So the first two are Constitution amendments, and basically this, if they pass, there'll be a change.
They'll be instituted.
There'll be a change to the Wisconsin Constitution. And I think there's been changed over 100 times. So it's not, it's definitely not unprecedented.
Sure.
But question one, question one, conditions of the release before conviction. Shall Section 8(2) of Article 1 of the Constitution be amended to allow a court to impose on an accused person being released before convictions conditions that are designed to protect the community from serious harm. So basically, it's about the conditions of release before conviction. So you get arrested for something, and there is a gap between when you were arrested
and when you go to trial.
And what bail does is does not let you out Well, high bail that you cannot pay you because you don't have the resources to do it does not let you out until you can pay that. And so after someone pays bail, should the judge be able to be allowed to put further restrictions or say the defendant needs to do something else? So that is question number one. Question number two, cash bail before conviction. Shall Section 8-2 of Article 1 of the Constitution be amended to allow a court to impose cash bail on a person accused of a violent crime based on the totality of circumstances, including the accused, God, this is long, accused previous convictions for a violent crime, the probability that the accused will fail to appear, the need to protect the community from serious harm and prevent witness intimidation and potential affirmative defenses. So number two is about cash bail before conviction.
And that's the one that Joe was talking about.
Yes. Should the judge be able to set bail as high as they want? And so we heard why Joe feels like this is an important step. Opponents of this basically say that this is potentially putting an undue burden on poor people.
Right.
And that by doing this, basically, it could violate rights of those who are innocent until proven guilty. And I think so often, you never think of yourself as someone who's potentially going to be charged. Like, you don't see yourself as... You see yourself as looking at the person who is potentially a criminal versus a person who could be in that situation. It increases the cost for local jails, including rural areas. It increases racial disparity in the justice system, of which Wisconsin already has a terrible, terrible disparity.
Yes.
And it adversely impacts poor people, because there's a chance that if you were just as violent and just a threat as a poor person, but you have the resources to pay that bail, you can get out. And so I think it just is the cash part for me that I get hung up on. But there should be, I actually agree in having Joe, when Joe, what Joe was saying as far as the discretion to just hold someone. But it's the time that it's this money piece that I feel like,
well,
if they can pay for it, then what's, like,
what's
either,
the point?
They either should be able to be held because there's some kind of decision. It shouldn't be whether or not they have enough money to pay. I think that's the part that trips me up. So
either way, Joe needs to hold a class for lawyers everywhere on how to write amendments that people can actually understand. Because when he explained it, that made sense.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way that they can write it like that, so we don't need an interpreter.
Yes. And so hopefully this cleared up a little bit. I guess we still have not gotten to the welfare question, but I'll say this very quickly. So basically the third question on your ballot is, should able-bodied people with no dependents be able to receive welfare without having looked for a job? And the truth is, in reality right now, anyone who fits that criteria, whether they're getting unemployment benefits, if you're getting unemployment, you have to be looking for a job.
Yep. Four times a week.
And also if you're getting like the small fraction of people getting food benefits, I'm pretty sure also have to be looking for a job if you're on SNAP. And so this doesn't, first, it doesn't change anything because it's an advisory referendum. Second, we're already doing it.
Yeah. This is written and there to get their supporters out to vote.
This is to talk about those lazy people who aren't working because we have a labor shortage and someone needs to work at Perkins so I can get my food faster. So vote no on that one. I'm voting no on that one. All right. We'll break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, lawyer Rob Lee from the Midwest Environmental Advocates will be here to talk about the spills law and why WMC would like to get rid of it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Kids across America are going to school hungry, millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. good healthy food, and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE.